Blackstone Audio presents Funny Boys by Warren Adler. This book is dedicated to Milton Berle, George Burns, Henny Youngman, Myron Cohen, Sam Levinson, Shelley Berman, Shecky Green, Jerry Lewis, Red Buttons, and the scores of other tumblers who got their start in the Borscht Belt and made their humor universal. Chapter 1. The woman opened the door to Gorlick's suite, and two men emerged. The shorter one grabbed the woman's buttocks and squeezed.
"Is that a tush pep or what?"
"World class,"
the taller man said. Mickey Fine, who had been waiting in the corridor, puzzled over the men. The shorter one wore a brown pinstripe double-breasted suit, with a red rose in his lapel and a beige fedora. His glance washed over Mickey like a spotlight in a prison movie, freezing him in its glare like a pinned insect. The other was taller, handsomer, dressed to the nines in a blue serge suit and matching satiny blue tie on a white-on-white shirt. He wore a pearl-gray fedora, and his black shoes were spit-shined, in contrast to his shorter companion's scuffed browns. He was also handsome in a hard way, and his lips wore a thin smile that was anything but warm. Mickey watched them both swagger toward the elevators. It was the tall one who looked back at Mickey, studying him briefly, as if trying to recall him from some previous occasion. Mickey had the same sensation.
"Mr. Gorlick will see you now,"
the woman said, dissolving his effort at remembering. She was tall, with a voluptuous figure and a low-cut dress that showed much fleshy cleavage. He followed her as she pranced into the suite on swivel hips that swung at an exaggerated wide angle. A tush like the Pied Piper, he thought.